Serene?
Yes, go ahead.
Is July 4th out of the question? That's a joke, people. It's a holiday. Yeah, but you like to meet on Friday, too. That's a joke.
I like to meet whenever we have to meet to get what we have to do done. Really, it may have to be that. What about the 30th, which is 2 weeks from today? Oh, you know, actually, oh no, Janet, you gotta reserve the 25th. I was just gonna propose it.
I know.
What about the 30th then?
Okay. Does anyone have concerns about Tuesday, June 30th? Well, let's start with Joy. Are you available?
I'm not available. No, I'm not.
Okay. So that's the end of that. Other ideas?
25th is bad. Is there going to be a B&B
million?
Yeah. That day. It's going to be posted in a minute.
Well, not in a minute. I have to find out something before I post.
Okay. So what other suggestions do people have? What about Wednesday, July 1st? That seems to be open on the KPFTX calendar.
Works for me. What about you,
works
Joy?
For me.
Anyone? Was that you, Joy?
Yes, yeah, works for me.
Okay. Does anyone have a problem with Wednesday, July 1st?
That's also the start date for the local election supervisors, just by the way.
Right.
Oh, okay.
KPFT usually has governance the first Wednesday, but it's not posted. I don't know why.
But would that prevent you from coming on this call, Nancy?
Well, I can try to do two at the same time.
Okay, well, that's up to you.
No, I will do it if the rest of the people can make it on Wednesday.
Okay, well, is there any objection to Wednesday, July 1st?
I might not be able to make it. It's Pete. But
Pete? Okay.
I think you can go forward with it. It works for others.
All right. Okay, then I guess if there's no objection, then Wednesday, July 1st is our next meeting.
At what time?
8:30 Eastern, which is our standard time, and we'll stick with that. Okay. All right. So, Joy, we appreciate your time and your effort, and you are welcome to stay if you want, but you don't have to stay.
Oh, no, thank you, sir.
I didn't think you would. Okay.
I'm going to actually go home early for a change. I've been in the office till like 2 in the morning every day since Saturday, so I am out of here.
That sounds good. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, so next on the agenda is motions to amend the 2009 PNB policy regarding airtime during elections. And so we said 20 minutes, and I forgot to ask for a timekeeper. Would someone please volunteer? It's not too
well,
much.
I will. And Nancy
Thank
will.
You, Nancy. So this item is 20 minutes. And when we ended our last meeting, Serene had put folks may recall a two-part motion on the put it forward, and we adopted the first part concerning airtime during nominations, but we only started the discussion of the second part, which has to do with airtime during the actual elections period, the campaigning period, once the candidates have been certified, and then we voted to postpone that until this meeting. So I can read the motion as it stands, and then the floor will be open for discussion. Okay, so again, it's the same, let's see here. Yeah, the same basic preamble. In order to simplify requirements for on-air time during LSB elections.
Can you speak up?
Oh, so sorry. Okay. In order to simplify requirements for on-air time during LSB elections so that they are clear and manageable, be it therefore resolved, A, that during the balloting period, candidate carts will be equitably rotated so that in the course of each week, each candidate is heard at least once in each period of a day, morning, afternoon, evening, and overnight, and no candidate is heard twice in any given day period or week period until each other candidate has been heard. Total daily minutes shall be at least one-third of the number of candidates, with carts grouped as the local election supervisor sees fit. And there's an asterisk that explains the term, or that explains the concept of one-third of the number of candidates, and it says, for example, if there are 24 candidates, no fewer than 8 minutes per day shall be used for carts. If there are 50 candidates, 5-0, no fewer than 17 minutes per day shall be used. Okay, and then back to the main motion itself, Section B. During the balloting period, airtime in blocks of 1 hour for discussion slash debate hosted by an election supervisor and lasting for an hour with no more than 5 candidates scheduled per session shall be provided during the morning, afternoon, and evening parts of the day, with such programs archived with a visible website link and remaining available until the NES directs otherwise. And let me point out, in both cases, these are replacing much higher quantities of airtime in the 2009 policy. I'll open it in a minute. I don't have it open now, but quite a lot more carts were required to be played, and there was required to be two 1 hour debates. In other words, each candidate was guaranteed the right to appear on the air twice rather than once, as in this new motion. So that's essentially the difference from the other. So that old language gets stricken in favor of, if we adopt this, in favor of these two provisions. So the floor is open now. Serene, would you like to motivate?
How long ago did we discuss this? Was it two weeks?
2 weeks ago. Yeah, roughly.
It seems like a lifetime. Okay, so I don't have the 2009 stuff in front of me either, but it was extremely convoluted, which, you know, I think you begin by making the request clearly simple to understand, right? If you want someone to do something, you make it easy for them to do it. So I think it needs to be as simple as possible, and to keep in mind that we broadcast that as important as elections are, and participation, or at least awareness of the possibility to participate, the opportunity to participate, the right to participate, whatever, maybe you cannot run a radio station based on local fishing board elections. So we want to make sure people are informed, but we don't want to dominate the air for the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 months with nothing but LSB elections. So the point is to make sure that everyone has an opportunity, that everyone has the same opportunity and the same level of exposure. This kind of speaks in part to, I think, to Nancy's concern about the LES having set up a schedule and then someone else creating a schedule for candidate airplay that superseded the LES's schedule. And certainly there were complaints probably around the network about some carts always getting played on particular programs while others were not heard until, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever the case is. So the point is to equalize it or to make it equitable. It obviously cannot be identical for each person, otherwise we'd just be doing LSB elections forever. Let me look at my motion again. We're dealing only with Part A, correct?
We can take them in serial order. Yeah, that would make more sense.
Okay. So we divide the day into 4 periods, morning, afternoon, evening, and overnight. And I'm sure there's a computer program that someone can reference that'll set it up really easily. Or maybe you do it the old-fashioned way where you're dealing with a chart and you just go diagonally across moving candidate A
from one position, let's say Monday in the morning, and then depending on the number of candidates you have, either Tuesday in the afternoon and Wednesday in the evening, et cetera, so that everybody gets a shot at each period. In terms of the amount of time, you know, you'll find some stationary. Well, KPFK will obviously have 20 openings, so there'll be maybe twice as many candidates, but maybe not. We've had places, I think D.C. and Texas has both had places where there may be like two or three over the number of openings, as opposed to New York, where we're guaranteed we're going to have at least two candidates for every slot just by the nature of New York. I'm against fixing a certain period of time. I don't think it would be useful to say, okay, it's got to be 20 minutes of airplay every day in every station. I think it should be based on the number of candidates. So I'll stop there. If anybody's unclear, I'll take questions.
Okay.
John, into the queue.
Go ahead, John.
With regard to Part A, in L.A. at least, and probably everywhere, drive time is far better than non-drive time. So where the wording currently is morning and afternoon, morning could be if a person got a morning slot but not a drive time slot, they'd be getting screwed. And so I really think we should really be putting these things into drive time. And so we should refer to morning drive time, afternoon drive time. There is no evening drive time and overnight, and those are basically not so valuable except for special small audiences. So I think that what we really need to go for is equity with regard to morning and afternoon drive times. And so that's my comment with regard to that. I'm going to have to give some more thought with regard to the number of minutes. I'm not sure what to expect. We do have 18 candidates, listener candidates running here, so not candidates, 18 slots to receive candidates. I really don't know what to expect.
Okay. Serene, did you want to address the comment about drive time?
Sure, on the drive time thing. Yeah, we were talking about the ballots being out for 45 days. Right, the balloting period of roughly 45 days, I think maybe slightly more because we're doing the bulk mail thing. Even if we have 60 candidates, you know, I'm sure people will get played. The fact is that let's say 45 candidates in 45 days, people can arrange to get played. When I say people can arrange, the LES can choose. Not every station format is exactly the same. There are places where there will be a natural break. There are places where people are on the road and want to hear traffic, as in what's happening on the roads, as opposed to, I don't think we can micromanage the air. I don't think we should micromanage the air. If we say morning, that means between 6 a.m. and noon. I do not think it is the place of this committee or any committee to say, okay, and that means we want to hear it between 7 and 9. I think the LES can work with station management to make sure that the elections as a whole and candidates in their turn get exposure to the various audiences. I don't think we should be more precise than that. I think that's our job.
Can I respond to that?
Sure.
Yeah, well, if there's 45 days, let's suppose that there are, 18, so it's just three candidates each. That would be 54 candidates for the 18 slots.
Can you speak up, John?
Yeah, sure. I'll try. Is this a little better?
A little.
If we were to, if our target was to get at least two exposures, it seems to me that with 18 slots, two candidates per slot, that's 36 times to be on. Each person could get in those number of days could get on. In to drive time, the morning drive time and the afternoon drive time. I'm just saying that if the LES doesn't do a good job in assigning people to drive times and some poor schmuck gets put into non-drive time, that LES is basically destroying the candidacy of that candidate. We cannot allow that to happen. This is a foreseeable problem. Drive time is the time that counts, and the non-drive time doesn't count much.
I'm sorry. Bob, may I respond? I don't want it to be an endless back and forth. This is
yeah,
really my last.
One last response, and then let's hear from others. Go ahead.
Okay. It is expected that the LES will arrange a schedule with a mind towards getting the information out to the most number of people. But every audience, regardless of where it occurs in the day, is important, and every member is entitled to vote. Sure, everybody would probably want to be on, excuse me, a minute before Democracy Now, because whatever local program we have in Democracy Now, transitioning it or out of Democracy Now, would be great. But I do not think that it, and I do not think it is for this committee or any committee to tell management exactly where they need to place such and such a cart. The carts will be arranged in an equitable manner so that everyone gets exposed to the same audiences, whether they do it at 7 o'clock one week and 8 o'clock the next week or 9 o'clock the following week. That's one thing. But to use language such as destroying the candidacy, not only is it overly dramatic, but it's absolutely incorrect.
Janet
okay.
K. for the stack.
Yeah, let's hear from others. Go ahead.
I'd like
Janet.
For the stack, too.
And Michael. Janet?
Oh, well, yeah, this kind of relates to the fair elections policy. I agree with Serene, what Serene has been putting out, but I don't know whether the NES should be involved in this. In any case, it is a fair elections policy issue.
Mic check.
Okay, Janet, are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay. All right, Michael.
It's fun. I had the same concern that John Wenger did. I had offered earlier, a similar idea. But I do think that we have to specify drive time. I don't think drive time specifies before or after Democracy Now. But I think that the issue of favoritism has reared its head many, many times. And so I would want to amend it in two ways. One is to specify morning drive time, midday, evening drive time, late evening, and overnight. In other words, 5 day parts, because I think there are 5 day parts at most stations, not just 4. I do think that drive times are distinct almost everywhere, not just in Los Angeles. And I think that we need to specify that description is about the weekday. And I think that we need to specify that similarly, each candidate shall be heard at least once in each day part of the weekend. Because I do think we have multiple audiences, and that various stations do it in different ways. But, for example, at KPFK, there's a block of, let's say, African-American-oriented programming on Saturday. And most of the African-American-oriented programming is on Saturday. And if you just say a week, it loses the difference between the weekend audiences and the weekday audiences, which I think are substantial. So I would want to amend it. I mean, I appreciate the effort and the simplicity of this, but I do think it should say so that in the course of each weekday, each candidate is heard at least once each period of a day, morning drive time, midday, evening drive time, late evening, and overnight. And then I want to add, similarly, each candidate shall be heard at least once in each day part of the weekend, with no candidate being heard a second time until each candidate has been heard at least once. And I want to add the following sentence, and I'll motivate if people want me to. If any candidates are heard an additional time in any weekend or weekday or weekend day part, all shall be. Because I do think that we have, I understand it's equitable, but and doesn't mean exactly equal, but I'm interested partly in reducing the workload on the LES in terms of trying to keep track of all this.
And I think if we have a fairly strict rule about when they're supposed to be aired and how many, I guess this essentially says everybody gets one, and then if somebody gets another one, everybody gets another one before anybody else gets a third one, and so on. I think that that's an easily enforceable rule that will require less stress and less monitoring, and it'll be much more easily verified and monitored, and much less likely to invite abuse. So that's a motion. That's an amendment.
Okay, so Michael, are you able to type that up?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and can you type, I think for simplicity for the committee, if you can put it in the form of a substitute motion, meaning not just a phrase here or there, but just rewrite the whole part A as you would
I'll
like it to be.
Okay.
And then we'll look at that. Okay, so while we're waiting for that, does anyone else want to speak who hasn't spoken yet?
Nancy, or have I spoken yet? I don't know.
No, not on this round. Go ahead.
Okay. Is it possible that we can add a schedule of the card playing, the name of the candidates, and then like a little columns like a morning or afternoon, evening, at drive time, whatever, and then the time that the card will be played? And that way the candidates themselves can check the archives or can and listeners can be able to check. I mean, it's not all on the LES, and they probably have no time to check everything. Can we do that? Because I think the last time the Terry, the NES, was saying it's a good idea, but it's too difficult for management, he thought, to include that on their websites, the station's website, but how does the group feel?
So let me understand properly what you're asking. Your question is, let's assume some version of this motion, whatever version, is adopted by the PNB, and there is, you know, a standard in place. So then the ball is in the court of the LES to work with the PD to implement that standard specifically. And you're asking if once they arrive at that stage and they work out a schedule with the PD, could the PD publish that schedule on the website? Is that your question?
Yes. Yes, that way the candidates themselves and listeners can even check. And I think, are we going to do two kinds of, like 1 minute or 60 second or?
No,
or
just 60 second.
Just 60 second only, okay. Well, it'll be the same thing, but that way the candidates themselves, if they know the schedule, then they can check themselves, but it was not done in the past at our station. It was after the fact.
All right. Anyone who would like to address Nancy's question? Serene?
I would, but I'll yield to anybody else who's not yet spoken about anything.
Yeah, I'd like to speak again as well.
Well, no, I'm just asking about Nancy's question about publishing the schedule of card playings. Does anyone besides Serene want
to? Yeah, I'd like to speak on that as well.
Okay, go, John, and then
I'm
Serene.
Sorry, I'm not going to yield to Mr. Wenger. I said I would yield to anybody who has not yet spoken on anything.
I've not spoken on this topic.
You've spoken on everything that I've spoken on, so why would I yield to you?
Nancy just asked a question.
I'm sorry, Chair.
Something that's responsive to the question.
Chair. May I clarify my statement?
Go ahead.
Since the motion that we're amending is my motion, I know that I've spoken on it. Although Nancy brings a different issue to the table, I would be willing to yield to anyone who has not really been heard during the meeting. Otherwise, I would like to take my turn on the stack as it came.
Okay, so is there anyone who hasn't spoken on this whole question of this motion and substitutes who wants to speak now? Okay, if not, then I'll call on Serene and then John. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so Nancy, I understand your concern. I think the schedule can probably be just posted to the elections site. Once the local election supervisor has created it, he or she can just have it added to Joy's the site that Joy Williams had set up. I don't think it needs to be on each station's individual site. There's quite a bit happening on those sites already. And I also think if things are changed or whatever the case is, it's easier for them to make the adjustment directly through the NES with whom they work than to try to get the station's webmaster to do X, Y, Z.
Okay. John?
Yeah, I was basically going to say the same thing, that the LES can just post it and give it to the webmaster to put on their local site and also give it to the NES to put it onto the national site. So that was all I had to say with regard to that. But I do want to possibly make an amendment as well, because I just...
Okay, hang on. Just before, I'll call on you, but let me just tie up the bow on this. So, Nancy, I think this is on an administrative level that does not need to be in a motion, and maybe we could ask our secretary, Michael, to record in the minutes a suggestion from several members to the NES that she work out some arrangement with the LESs to post it on the election site, to post each station's cart schedule on the election site. Okay, but it doesn't need to be. We don't need to have it as part of a motion. Jenna, is this about this posting issue?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I don't know, or I don't believe that the LES would have a direct relationship with the webmaster at each station. It should be through...
Usually they have.
The GM. But still, it should be through the GM.
Right.
Anyway, that's fine.
I mean, that's within the same spirit of what I'm saying.
Yeah, the GM needs to be in the loop.
Yeah, certainly. Okay, so if we're finished with that, with Nancy's idea, let's go back to the motion, and we have now a substitute from Michael that we're about to see online.
Did you get it?
Hold on, let me
check. Yeah, I got my copy.
Oh, you got it? Okay, let me check my inbox. But while I'm checking...
I got mine.
Good.
And Bob, could I speak again to the...
Yeah, no, I was just about to call on you. So,
okay.
Okay, so go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, so given that these are 1-minute carts, I'll just make an observation that Democracy Now! Is on, at least once a week, I believe, in every station. So that's 5 days. If you had 2 carts before and 2 carts after, that would be 4 carts a day times 5. That's 20 carts a week just for Democracy Now! And if it's 45-day candidacy period, in 45 divided by 7, it's about 6 weeks. So you could have... you could rotate these things around just for Democracy Now! 6 times for every candidate, plus or minus within the 2 minutes before and the 2 minutes after Democracy Now! You can do the same thing in the afternoon 5 times. So I mean, we're talking about, I know some people don't want us to micromanage, but I have gone through elections here where the election supervisor made requests and they haven't been given, and they need all the help they can be given to get this information, to get these cards out there, because if we don't give the LES the power, then there's great danger that once again they won't get these cards deployed effectively.
Okay.
I don't need to name any names here, but I just gave an instance here where we could have each candidate, if the supposed candidate rotations could occur just every week. Everybody get into drive time once a week. That's it's 20 candidates a week, and so if you had 40 candidates every 2 weeks, you'd get to be by Democracy Now. So that would be 3 times.
Okay. Well,
6 weeks.
I would suggest that we focus for a minute on Michael's amendment or substitute motion, because I believe it may address the issues you're raising, John. But in any case, whether it does or not, let's hear. Michael, if you want, I could read it,
sure.
And then we can, discuss it. Okay. So it reads. So this would substitute for the entire Part A that Serene offered. Okay. I would read that during the balloting period, candidate carts will be equitably rotated so that, in the course of each week, each candidate is heard at least once in each period of a weekday, parenthesis, morning drive time, midday, afternoon drive time, late evening, and overnight, close parenthesis. and no candidate is heard twice in any given day period or week period until each other candidate has been heard. Similarly, each candidate shall be heard at least once in each day part of the weekend, with no candidate being heard a second time until each candidate has been heard at least once. If any candidates are heard an additional time in any weekday or weekend day part, all shall be. Total daily minutes shall be at least one-third of the number of candidates with carts grouped as the local election supervisor sees fit. So that's the motion. Now, I actually am confused by why our weekends separated out? It seems, Michael, what am I missing here? It seems identical to the formula for weekdays. So why does it say at least once in a period of a weekday and then at least once in each day part of the weekend? What's the difference? Why not just say at least once in each period of each day? Not make the distinction.
Well, as I understand Serene's original and mine, it's not saying that everybody is heard every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. It's saying once in the morning drive time during the week, once in the it might be a Monday, it might be a Tuesday. It's not micromanaged that way. But I do think that there are significantly different audiences for weekend and weekday programming. So what I'm saying is that Saturday or Sunday, more or less, you go through the day parts, and Monday through Friday, you go through the day parts,
okay.
And then everybody gets their one shot.
All right, I do see the point. So this would guarantee one playing on a weekday and one playing on a weekend each week. But now I have an additional question, which is a practicality question. So under your formula, you're now having to jam in what's a current requirement for, or not a current requirement, but what the weekday requirement is for over a five-day period, you have to do this and this. Now, you're saying in addition, over the two-day period that constitutes the weekend, you have to do that same degree of playing cards at least once in each day part of the weekend. So that's really imposing a lot more time intrusion onto the weekend than the weekdays, relatively. Am I understanding it correctly? Because let's say you have 20 candidates, so those 20 candidates could be spread over the 5 days, so, you know, not all of them have to be, it could be, what, like four a day. But for the weekend, if there's 20 candidates, there's only 2 days, so 10 of them would have to be heard each day. Am I correct? Michael?
Well, I guess I was thinking of more over the entire period of the, see that the language that I copied says in the course of each week, so that was not my intention. My intention was over the weekends of the period.
Sorry, time, 8 minutes ago. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nancy. go ahead, finish, Michael.
Yes, what I was saying was I didn't realize that the language in the original said in the course of each week. So my intention for the weekend was that over the course of the weekends of the balloting period, in other words, it might take a month of weekends to do that. I'm not saying each weekend they all have to play. I'm just saying.
Finish.
That's all. In other words, the idea is over the course of the weekend, during the balloting period, each person would get.
Michael, you're fading.
In the course of my original idea, I didn't realize it said in the course of each week. My idea was that over the course of the balloting period, everybody would be heard at least once in each day part of a weekend, and at least once in each day part of a weekday. And then if we got around to a second run during the week or a second run during the weekend, then everybody would also have to be accommodated a second time.
This is Serene.
Yes, go ahead.
I would like to move to table part A. Do I get to say why?
Sure.
I think we have a similar intent, but I think we need to look at the wording more carefully to make sure that what we've written expresses what we're thinking. I mean, we, as in the big we, and also that what we're writing is going to be something that someone can reasonably put into effect. So I would move to table part A and move on to deal with part B, because that talks about the one-hour blocks that we're asking management to make room for, and especially because I think both planning for fun drives, mini drives during the summer, which I think almost everyone is going to have to engage in, and vacation time and so on and so forth, they should get a feel for how many hours they might be looking at. That requires advance notice in terms of preemptions and so forth. In terms of playing the candidate cards, we have a month before that's really even going to be an issue.
Okay.
Janet, point of information.
Go ahead.
So this the meeting is scheduled to adjourn at 10:20 p.m.
10:30, because we took up that next meeting item
and
already.
So that's like 15 minutes away,
right?
Correct? And there was a time limit to this particular agenda item. How much time of that has passed already?
Yeah, no, we're past time, so we would have to vote to extend this item if we want to discuss it further.
So may I make an amendment to my tabling motion now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, to move to table part A, to pick up part B, extending until, I don't think this is more than 15 minutes, honestly, extending until 10:30.
Okay.
Extending for, using the 15 minutes that we have in the meeting, but using it for discussion of part B.
Janet K., point of information or whatever.
Yeah.
So that would require a two-thirds vote then.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. If you want to say something, Janet, you can go ahead and say something.
No, I'm just concerned with the time, the other agenda items that we will not have covered.
Okay. All right, so the motion is to table. Well, let's split these. These are two different issues, really. One is to table part A, and tabling just means put it on the table until someone moves to bring it off the table, which in this case would clearly be at a future meeting. So is there any objection to tabling part A? Okay, hearing none, that's tabled. And then the second proposal was to extend this agenda item about this motion, which is now just part B of the motion, for another 15 minutes, which would mean that would be the last item we get to at tonight's meeting. So is there any objection to that proposal?
I have my local finance committee in about 12 minutes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Michael.
My local finance committee is meeting here at the station in about 12 minutes, and I'll be off the call one way or the other.
Okay, but do you object to talking about this other item until
then?
Okay, so any objection to the motion to extend to 10:30 this item? Okay, hearing none, then that's what we'll do. So, all right, Serene, if you want to, I can start by rereading it just so we're fresh.
Point of information, Danica.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So when Michael leaves the call, will somebody else pick up on taking notes, or maybe Michael will
just
listen
Michael,
to the
you said you,
audio?
Yeah, Michael, aren't you leaving at 7:30?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when the call ends anyway. We're not extending past 10:30. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay. All right, so the wording is, during the balloting period, airtime in blocks of 1 hour for discussion slash debate hosted by an election supervisor and lasting for an hour with no more than 5 candidates scheduled per session shall be provided during the morning, afternoon, and evening parts of the day with such programs archived with a visible website link and remaining available until the NES directs otherwise. So, Serene, you want to motivate?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sorry. Before just hold on before you motivate. Let me read the current language that this would, that the current language would be stricken and replaced by what I just read. So that language, hang on, I thought I had it on. It now reads, when the nomination period is over, which, by the way, these are two different, just to flag for the whole committee. The current language talks about when the nomination period is over, which in our case is July 14th. But Serene's motion talks about during the balloting period, which is August 29th. So just, I'm not, you know, saying anything good or bad about it, just to be aware those are different ways of formulating it. So the current language is, when the nomination period is over, the PDs and GMs are responsible for fully cooperating with local and national election supervisors to ensure that a minimum of three, I was wrong before, it's not two, but three on-air candidate forums of 1 hour in length are aired for each five candidates. So that's the language that would be stricken and replaced by Serene's language that I read a minute ago. So go ahead, Serene.
Okay, thanks. You know what? I'm kind of rethinking this.
Okay.
When do the on-air debates generally take place? During the campaign period of the 14th to the 29th, or
my recollection, and others can chime in, is that it's generally been after the ballots have been mailed, on the logic that that's when the issue is alive in the voter's mind. That, you know, if you have a debate 2 weeks before you get a ballot in the mail, you're going to forget, you might forget by the time you get that ballot who you liked, who you didn't like. So I believe it's generally been post-balloting or post-ballot mailing. Does anyone else have a recollection?
Nancy, at KPFT, it's all the things are done before the debates or the discussions or the forums before that goes out in the mail.
I'm asking what's actually happened, not what you think should happen, but what has in fact happened.
Oh, I can't. Cannot remember, but I remember the first schedule was the deadline for the ballots to be returned. I was scheduled for the day of that, the day before. So, you know, that means they hear my form just before the deadline. But don't most people, I mean, vote right when they get it? They open it up and vote and send it. Isn't that
That's not
usual?
The history. The history there are some, but there's a lot that flow in throughout the time and with a surge toward the end.
Serene?
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so my question was, and I, shocking that I forget anything about our wonderful elections, but between the date that nominations close and, you know, it's a month and a half before the first ballot is mailed.
Right.
We just play NES cards about the process, keeping folks aware that it's happening. I don't really remember any what specifically other than that happened in that gap. That was my question, not so much.
Yeah, I don't think there has been much of it. In fact, I don't even think there has been a generic card, because what are you going to say? Well, look out for a ballot in the mail 6 weeks from now, or, you know. I mean, maybe towards the end, as it gets closer to the ballot mailing, I think there was a card saying you will soon get in the mail, a ballot. If you don't get it by X day, call this number, blah, blah, blah.
There's usually cards after it looks like you might not be getting quorum.
Right. That's well into the balloting period.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But Serene's asking about that in-between period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by the way, under Joy's calendar, she very wisely allocates a week from the close of nominations to the certification of candidates so that she can check everyone's paperwork and signature.
Yeah.
So, but still, that is about a 5 week period.
Yeah, John.
So then let's just move forward with the motion. I was just looking at it again and realized I didn't account for anything in that gap, but I guess it's because the gap is a gap. Okay.
So, Serene, you want to stick with your language?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So you've all heard the language. So discussion. Let me mention, I'll just jump in here on one of the reasons we chose to do this, something similar in the 2012 year as a committee, and it just lay undealt with by the PNB, is that not only was three debates excessive and never happened at any station.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't even think any station had two debates, but not only was that, but also there was a problem where some PDs were trying to push the LES into such a small number of hours that they were forced to pile on six, seven, and eight candidates an hour, which didn't allow those candidates to really do any kind of justice to explaining who they are, what they stand for. So that's why we wanted a standard that you can't put more than five candidates on the air during 1 hour. So I think that's a very important standard to adhere to.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Any other comments?
I would just think we should think about including something about equitable in this one as well, just to make sure that everybody gets on the debate, if at all possible, or at least is offered the opportunity to do so.
Well, that's a good point. And, you know, you're reminding me of something. When I looked at the old language, which puts in one item, the debate requirement and the CART requirement, and then it follows it with this sentence, and maybe we could tweak this and recommend that it be amended a little bit. It says, it is the responsibility of the PDs and GMs to ensure that these CARTs are played in an equitable manner so that no candidates are advantaged or disadvantaged. Maybe we could make it read something like, it's the responsibility of the PDs and GMs to ensure that CARTs and candidate forms are presented in an equitable manner so that no candidates are advantaged or disadvantaged. So it becomes a catch-all requirement of fairness.
Mm-hmm.
How do people feel about some language like that?
Good idea.
Yeah, we already have the equitable. Sorry, we already have the equitable language in the CART thing that we tabled. So you want to just insert equitable into this particular motion?
This particular. Sure. Yeah, plus it names who's responsible. It says the PDs and GMs. It is the responsibility of the PDs and GMs to ensure that these CARTs are played in an equitable manner so that no candidates
the CARTs
are
and the
right, so then it would be the CARTs and candidate forms are, and since you don't play a form, I would say are presented, that the CARTs and the candidate CARTs and candidate forms are presented in an equitable manner so that no candidates are advantaged or disadvantaged. Does anyone want to?
Nancy, I'm stuck.
Go ahead.
I still think the most equitable way is to allow the listeners to hear the debates, all the chances for debates, before they get the ballot in the mail. Because if they get the ballot in the mail and then they vote by just their booklet, then they later on they hear a debate and, oh, I didn't know about it. Were they going to do this and that he says like that, and oh, I wished I had had the chance to hear this debate before I voted. I really think as a candidate would want the voters to be able to hear their debates before everybody votes. So I really think these debates and all this should be done before the ballots go out in the mail.
Okay, hold that thought for 1 minute. I just want to see if there's any objection or different wording to what I was saying about whose responsibility is to ensure that it's equitable. Is that everyone satisfied with the language I read? Does anyone need to hear it again?
Read it again, please.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead and read it again.
I'm not going to be able to capture it right now because I'm just about ready to get off the call, but if you can email it out later, I'd like to hear it.
Okay. It is the responsibility of the PDs and GMs to ensure that the candidate CARTs and candidate forums are presented in an equitable manner so that no candidates are advantaged or disadvantaged.
Yeah, I just want to...
Go ahead.
I think it's important to remember that the committee can recommend to the PNB that it direct the ED to indicate XYZ, as opposed to us saying, you, PD, you're responsible for such and such.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you change that language then?
I'm not looking at your watch.
Okay.
If you send it out, I'm not looking at it. I'm just saying we just...
I'm sorry. Finish. Please.
No, no. I'm just saying we need to insert language where the board is directing its statement to the EB, because no committee or the PMB can reach across a GM to direct the PD.
Right. Okay. Well, sorry. It's now 10:30, and
I'm getting off.
Okay. Right. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Everyone else, stay on for just
two more
minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Hang on. So I think at this point, since we're out of time and we have two substantive issues, I mean, one I think is easily fixable by wording as far as who's responsible, but the other that Nancy raised about when to do the debates is, you know, a serious discussion that we need to have. So I would recommend that we table this as well till the next meeting and that folks work on the wording between now and then. Is there any objection or an alternative way of proceeding?
So we're basically tabling B as well and just continuing
right.
to this meeting.
Exactly.
Makes sense to me.
Okay. Any objection? Okay, so that's tabled as well.
No objection, but can I make a recommendation?
Sure.
That we actually raise that question by email with Joy, because she has some election experience outside, you know, real election experience outside of Pacifica, and might be able to inform our discussion as to when that sort of extra information is actually most useful. When people have literature in their hand that they can reference, like the person's statement in their hand that they can reference when they're listening to the person on air, or do we really think the notes that they may take during the period before they get their ballot are going to be around or recognizable by the time they get their ballot? You know.
That's a fine idea. Would you be willing to volunteer to write such an email?
Sure, I got lots of free time, Bob.
I mean, no, seriously, though, this is not... I hear what Serene said, that it would be good to give the PDs kind of a heads up, but, you know, it's 2 weeks before our meeting anyway, so...
Yes,
you know,
I will frame the issue and to our NES.
Okay, terrific. All right, well, then that's it.
One more thing.
Yes, quickly. We're out of time.
I'm sorry. You gave me an invitation to get on the elections listserv.
Right.
And is it expired, or can I still use it?
I believe it goes on. Yeah, so try answering it. And, you know,
okay.
If you run into a problem, email me, and I'll fix it
okay.
for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone. Good meeting. So we'll see you in 2 weeks.
July 1st.
Thank you.
July 1st.
Bye.
Yes, Wednesday,
bye.
July 1st.
Thank you, everybody.
Right.
Right. Okay. I know.